In the 1966 surfing cult movie The Endless Summer, two American surfers came to the Ngor village area of Senegal. The young characters found surfable waves in a culture curious about foreigners and the sport of surfing. 40 years later, surf tourism has swelled in Dakar, and in the past decade, more locals are learning the difficult sport. Ibrahim Bakoum lives in Ngor village. He makes a living working at a surf camp on the island of Ngor. He knows of about 50 local Senegalese surfers. Most of them come from his village of about 2,000 people. Bakoum says his family was not happy when he began surfing.
Oh, go to the wave, you know. You are crazy. It's no good job. It's normally good. I like surf. It's my life, you know. It's my life. Everybody, not upset your family, not upsetting. It's crazy.
He says his mother pushed him to take up a safer sport, like golf, and work as a caddy for foreign tourists at the nearby resort. But as surfing grew more popular and Bakoum started making a living from it, the family accepted his decision. Bakoum and surf camp operator Philippe Apek are taking surfers by boat from the island to the shore. Today, they're going to a spot called Secrets.
I like the main thing, it's people-friendly. There's Niagara and the lineup.
Australian surfer Mark Popel is on his first trip to Senegal. He says the interaction between tourists and local surfers is not competitive like in many popular surfing destinations. Camp leader Apak says he is happy when guests enjoy Senegal's year-round waves, but he hopes they will offer local surfers something in return. A used surfboard costs about $200, much too high a price to pay for most Senegalese.
It's a world country, so it's good for economy. We have to participate of the development. So coming here is to enjoy surfing, that's a way. But there is other thing, you know. We have to help people, bring t-shirts if we can, bring boards to give to the kids. And we don't have to forget that if we are surfer and if we travel, it's really to make to find out other culture and to help people out.
On disait avant, le surf c'était fait pour les blancs. Maintenant, non, c'est faux. Maintenant, c'est faux. Le surf c'est pour tout le monde.
While he helps tourists find the perfect wave, or at least a good wave, Bakoum says ensuring the growth of the local surf scene is his passion. As the surf camp wraps up their session at Secrets, they make plans to move down the road where Apak says the waves look better.
It's a nice one, huh? This one is the left too. The left is nice too. The left is being the ball like this. Yeah, it's a ball.
Apak says he encourages youth from the Ngor village to try surfing. He tells them it's not just a sport for white affluent people anymore. He hopes they too might have the chance to enjoy Senegal's endless summer. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.
望网易语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com